Okay.
Yeah.
We are on today's daf is daf Nun Zayin. I have a sheet here, so we're going to be using in a couple of minutes that I made up for a little chart for today's daf. Again, generally charts, you understand the chart if you made the chart, and hopefully you know different charts connect to people. I'm sure every Sefer Ezer, I'm sure the art school has a chart, and the every Biurei Mefari Shadaf has a chart also. So I made one also. So whatever one helps you understand the Gemara that we're going to do in a few minutes, feel free. So hopefully by the time the Shir is posted, the charts that for Ksubas Nun Zayin and Aleph will be posted as well. You'll be able to download it, as with Hashem. Okay, so we are starting from Nun Vav Amabez. Nun Vav Amabez, last line. Nun Vav Amabez, last line. Achsei Durami Bar Chama. Achsei Durami Bar Chama, Havis. So remember yesterday we were talking all about the Tosfos about Tznaim came up, and Demai a little bit, and the Machlokes between Rabbi, what is Kala allowed to do after she gets married? She's allowed to say, right, I got less than 200. Is she allowed to just say, I got less than 200? We'll get back to that in a couple of minutes. First, a little story. The sister of Rabbi Rechama was married to Rabbi Avya. Irkis Ksubasa. She lost her Ksuba. The Ksuba was lost. Also, the Kamei de Rabbi Yosef. They came under Rabbi Yosef. And Amalu Hachi Amar Rabbi Yudam Shmuel. Zu Devi Rabbi Meir. So Rabbi Yosef said, we know that Rabbi Meir holds that you can live with your wife without a ksuba, right? As we learned in the Mishnah, if you live with your wife without a ksuba, hareza bilas nus. But you know what, says Rabbi Yosef? Avol chachamim omrim, but the chachamim argue. The chachamim say, masha adam es ishto, shtayim v'sholosh shanim below ksuba. So don't worry about it. You're not in such a rush. Okay, you'll get another ksuba, but you'll let us spend 2-3 years without a ksuba. The chachamim argue with Rabbi Meir. Amr le Abaya, but Abaya said to him, no, v'ha Amr Rav Nachman, Amr Shmuel, halacha k'rameir b'gzeirosav. Rav Nachman says that we hold like k'rameir here. Rav halacha is like k'rameir b'gzeirosav, by his gzeiros. What does his gzeiros mean? Rashi, sixth skinny line, b'gzeiros, b'davar shehu machmir al dvar Torah, b'isser v'heter al yidei gzeiras divrehem. Gzeiros mean chumras, chumra midrabanan, says Rashi. So we help pass, this is a chumra, so we pass like k'rameir. The Ritva says, Gzera doesn't just mean Chumra. Gzera means Gzera atu something. A Gzera, a decree atu something else. So he modifies a little bit. Gzera here is, as we learned yesterday, even if somebody would make a Tznai on the Ksuba, it wouldn't help because it's Batel, right? It's against, as Rameir held yesterday, the Gemara said, Rameir holds Ksuba's Daraisa, and therefore if you make a Tznai against this, against the Ksuba, so it's not Chal. So the Ritva says that's the case. We make a Gzera in this case, even though the Tanai is not Chal, and you have to pay the money anyway, up to a case where the Tanai would be Chal. That's the Lashon of Gzera. But either way, we pass it like your mayor here, Abaya says. So, Ihachi Zilkasav Lost. Therefore, he says, so you have to write it for her right away. Right? This is, you lost the Ksuba, it has to be written right away. So again, this is called a Ksuba de Irkasa. A Ksuba de Irkasa. Just one note, the Ritva says, that looks like a mayor. So that does not mean that looks like a Rabbi Meir in everything we said in Rabbi Meir in this ksuba. As the Gemara mentioned yesterday on Unvav and Beis, Rabbi Meir holds ksuba daraisa. Says Rabbi, we don't pass in that way. Most Rishonim hold ksuba is drabanan. Shlote kalabein avotzia chazara mislakide. So we hold like Rabbi Meir leinyan zeh in this detail that you're not allowed to live with your wife without a ksuba, but not everything that Rabbi Meir says in this ksuba. Rabbi Chanan discusses this in Reish Mem Gimel, Os Reish Mem Gimel Ksubis, where he notes that the whole point, why is it a Be'ilas Nus according to Rabbi Meir, if you don't have a Ksuba? Because she's not comfortable in the marriage, right? She thinks that it's going to be Kalabein Avlosia. She's worried about it. So therefore, says Rabbi Meir, what if, says the Rabbi Chanan, what if they don't know about it? Is it a Be'ilas Nus L'Mafreya once they realize that they haven't known what the Ksuba was for a year? Is it a Be'ilas Nus L'Mafreya? Would you say that? So that he says, no. He says, no, the whole issue is smichas das. So as long as they think that there's a ksuba, so then it shouldn't be a problem. And then he says, I'm not sure about this case. He says, what happens if he knows that it's lost, but she does not know? If he knows that the ksuba was lost, but she, does he have a chiyuv to tell her? Let's say they know they're not going to be near a rav for 2 weeks. They're on vacation somewhere, they whatever. So he says, Lefize, Be'irkas washed our ksuba, while Isha Eino Yodas, Mutul Shausimal, Lechora, he says, it should be that he has no chiyuv to tell her, because the whole issue is her smichas das, as long as she thinks that there is a ksuba, and she's comfortable and secure, then it shouldn't be a problem. But he ends off, V'davar Zet Sarach B'dika Achrav. You have to do bedika. You have to check it out. But Rav Chana has that safek. Would he have to tell her in Os Reish Mem Gimel? Would he have to tell her in this case if the ksuba was if he knows that it's not there and she does not? What is the isser of living with one's wife without a ksuba? What is exactly his aser? This is a machlokas between the Mechaber and the Ramah. The Shulchan Aruch says aser lehisyached im hakala kodem shiyachtov laksuba. Shulchan Aruch says you can't even have yichud. Shulchan Aruch and Simon Samach Vav and Ebenezer. You're not allowed to even have yichud with a kala, with your wife, unless a ksuba is written. V'yesh v'kilun u'matirin l'hisyachid b'lo ksuba v'ad shalo yivol. Machlokas we showed him, quoted here, the Machlokas b'chav n'ramah. The Ramah says, only bi is asr. Only bi is asr and not the yichud. Shulchan Aruch asrs even yichud. So that's Machlokas between Machab and the Ramah. What exactly is asr? What exactly is asr in this case? The Shulchan Aruch continues for Sifim Leir and Sif Dalit. Let's say somebody loses their ksuba. So we know we write a ksuba to Irkasa. You go to a Rav, does not have to be the same Rav who is Mesadik to the Kedushin, and you write a new ksuba, a special form. When is that ksuba dated from? When is the ksuba de Irkasa dated from? So you have eight of today, but do you date the ksuba from the earlier date or the later date? Meaning the big nafkamina, Nachman Chasim Meshubadim, when can she collect from? Can she collect from all the properties that the husband sold in the interim? So that is a machlokas in the Shulchan Aruch also, but it's a machlokas in the Meiri and Ardaf. The Meiri quotes on Ardaf, he says, what date do you write? Yesh Befarshim, Shein Kos Ben Osalem Izman Shteini, Kishtachol Ba'alma. Right? You write it from the second date, like any Shtarchov. Right? Just like if you lose a Shtarchov and you write a new one, you write it from the new date. The Yesh Kos Vim Izman Arishon. Some say no for the first date. Why? Because everybody knows they've been married for 10 years. Ha'ov Ha'kol Yodeshi Ishto V'shi Nesu'alo Ba'os Ozman. Right, everybody knows they've been married. He says a ksuba is not doma l'shtar chov, right? Not like a shtar chov, but there are other chashos. So 2 days of the Meiri, what date do you write on the new ksuba, the shtugud of the irkitza? And it is quoted. This is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch in Samach Vav Dalid b'ne'evda. So im yedu sadi zmana kama kasya huzimna. So the Shulchan Aruch says if the edim, the new edim that are there today, know the date that they had gotten married, get the bencher out. Get the bencher, reason to keep benchers, right? If they know that what day the wedding took place. They know the English date, but you have to know the Hebrew date, right? Though it was at night time, the date time, exactly. So then you write the earlier date, the lo yadi, then you write the new date. Then you write the new date. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says in Samach Vav Da. Okay, here we go. Okay, so we're up to Ki Asa. Those who just came in, we're up to Ki Asa. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Seventh line, if you have, we're about to use the sheet. We gave out a sheet today, so if you don't have a sheet, please get one. We're about to have, just to make it easier, Ki Asa Rav Dimi. Rav Dimi is about to come give a report about a machlokas between Rav Yochanan and Rav Yehoshua ben Levi. Rav Dimi is going to give us one version of the machlokas. If you look down, just to see where we're going, on the fifth wide line, Ki Asa Ravin. Ravin is going to give a different report about that same machlokas. Okay, that's the first step of structure. Rav Dimi is going to give one report of the machlokas, and Ravin is going to give another report of the machlokas. Each time they give a report, Rabbi Yavahu is going to chime in. They're really agreeing. There's no machlokas between them. That's the whole thing. That's all you got to know. Right? So again, Rav Dimi and Ravin each come and give their version of a machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shimon Levi. Rav Dimi and Ravin are Amoraim. They're coming to give a report of earlier Amoraim machlokas. And then Rabbi Yavahu is going to say, no, they're not really arguing. You can interpret the words of these opinions, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shimon Levi, to say that they're agreeing. That's what Rabbi Yavahu is going to do both times. Okay, that's the first and second step of the Gemara. Okay, so now let's see. Kiyatsa Rav Dimi. Rav Dimi comes and gives one version of the machlokas. Amar Rav Shimon and Pazi, Amar Rav Shimon Levi, Mishabak Kapara. Rav Shimon Levi says, machlokas betchila. Which machlokas are we going to be referring to? We had a machlokas yesterday on Amid Beis. When a woman, machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, this is Rashi Shita. Machlokas, when a woman could say, be mochelas her ksuba, does she have to do it in writing or not? That was the machlokas that we had yesterday. Rabbi Yehuda says you have to do it in writing. The husband could say, here's your ksuba of 200, and she could write, I already got 100. His kabalti, even though it's not true. She could be mochelas and write, I got 100. That's Rabbi Yehuda's shita. Rabbi Yossi says, no, she could do it. She doesn't have to write anything. She could just do it al peh. She could say I'm mochel. So when does the machlokas true? That Rabbi Yehuda says it has to be a written mechila, while Rav Yossi says it could even be a bal peh mechila. When is that machlokas true? That's the machlokas we're going to be referring to in the next 15 lines. So Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says machlokas, last skinny line, machlokas betchila. The machlokas is betchila. What does betchila mean? We don't know yet. Aval basof divrei hakol ain't a machlokas. But at the end, everybody agrees she cannot be mochel, which means bal peh. At the beginning, at some point early in the process of marriage, then there's a machlokas whether she has to write it down or she can even just say, I don't want it. But at the end, for sure she has to write it down. That's the sheet of Rabbi Shuban Levi. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, no. Bebezu machlokas. There's a machlokas in both cases. So the simple interpretation is that there's a machlokas here between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shuban Levi. Because the first opinion says there's a machlokas betchila and not basof, and the second opinion says, no, there's a machlokas by both. But comes along Rabbi Abahu and says, no. I can explain it that there's no machlokas. And that was just, see in number one on the sheet, that's what we just read. That Rav Dimi's simple understanding of Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shua ben Levi says, at the beginning is a machlokas, at the end there's no machlokas. Rabbi Yochanan says, there's always a machlokas. So the simple reading of that report of Rav Dimi, see on the side, arguing. That's the pashtus of that report. Because then comes Rabbi Yevo. I'm Rabbi Yevo. Now we're in step two on the chart. Rabbi Yevo comes along and says, no, I can interpret that there's no machlokas here. When I heard it from Rabbi Yochanan, I heard it that there's no machlokas between him and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Da'ana, Rabbi Yochanan is talking. Da'ana, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, lo palgina nadadi. Really, we're not arguing. We're just using the words tchila and sof in different ways. That's all. My betchila to Rabbi Shua ben Levi. What does tchila mean? That Rabbi Shua ben Levi said. Rabbi Shua ben Levi said there's a machlokes betchila. What does that mean? Tchila schupa. That means before they got married. So that's where there's a machlokes whether she has to write it down or she can even be mochalas al peh. Umay sof. And what does sof mean when he says everybody agrees by sof she must write it down? Sof bia. That means after they had bia ready. Meaning after they're fully married, she can't just say I'm mochal. Of course she has to write something down now in print. That's what Rabbi Shua ben Levi meant. V'chekamina no, Rabbi Yochanan says, what did I mean? Bein bazu, machlokas, what is the zoo in the zoo? That's not arguing. That's tchilas chupa v'sof chupa. Tehi tchilas bia. Both my zoos, bein bazu, were prior to the bia. And therefore, what did my bar plukta, what Rabbi Shua ben Levi said, when did everybody agree after the bia? I wasn't even talking about that. I wasn't talking about after the Bia. I'll agree that after the Bia, of course she has to write it down, her Mechila. She can't say it Baal Peh. What did I mean? That here and here there's a Machlokas? Before and after the Chuppah. Nothing to do with the Bia. And therefore, me and Rabbi Shimon Levi, we're not arguing. Everybody agrees that before the Chuppah, there's a Machlokas. Before the Chuppah, after the Chuppah, before the Bia, I'm sorry. Everybody agrees prior to the Bia that the machlokas, whether you have to record the mechila or you can even do it al peh. But after the Bia, after they're fully married, then everybody would agree that she has to write it down and she can't say it al peh. That is step two that we just read. That Rabbi Yavo, if you look on the sheet, Rabbi Yavo says, no, they're not arguing. You can interpret the words tchila and sof that really there's no machlokas between Rabbi Shua ben Levi and Rabbi Yochanan. That is all part one of the Gemara. Next, Kiasa Ravin. Now we have Ravin's report of the Machlokas. We're going to have the same exact steps. Ravin's going to give a report that seems to say that they're arguing. Comes Rabbi Yavo, no, I can figure out a way that they're not arguing. Okay, here we go again. Kiasa Ravin. And there's something to say on this, but we're going to do the whole thing first, and then we'll talk about it. Kiasa Ravin, Rabbi Shimon Pazi, Rabbi Shimon Levi, Rabbi Shimon Kapara, Machlokas Lebasof. Ravin's report is the opposite of Rabbi Shimon Levi. The Machlokas is at the end of something, which we don't know what it is yet. But early in the process, then everybody agrees you could just do it bal peh. You don't have to record it. And again, Rabbi Yochanan comes along and says, no, there's a machlokas about both cases. This is step three. My step three on the sheet. Again, pashtus that they are arguing. Rabbi Shimon Levi says, at the end there's a machlokas, at the beginning there's no machlokas. Rabbi Yochanan says there's a machlokas by both. And again comes Rabbi Avahu, Amar Rabbi Avahu, Lidditi Mifshalaminad Rabbi Yochanan. When I heard it from Rabbi Yochanan, I heard it differently. Di Anav, Rabbi Shimon Levi, Lo Palgina Nadadi. Really, there's no machlokas, says Rabbi Avahu. You could again interpret the words Tchila and Sof differently, that there's no machlokas between the two opinions. My Libasov to Amar Rabbi Yeshua. What is the Libasov that Rabbi Yeshua said? Shua ben Levi, Sof Chuppah. Sof Chuppah, that's what he meant, that What Yeshua ben Levi says, that the machlokas is l'basof. After chuppah, that's when everybody agrees, that's when there's a machlokas. Umay tchila, tchila's chuppah. When does everybody agree that she could do it bal peh? Before anything happens. Before she gets married. That's what the machlokas is. V'chi kamina ana, says Rabbi Yochanan, what did I mean? Be'im bezu machlokas? Tchila's bia v'sof bia. I meant after the chuppah, before the bia, after the bia, that's what I meant, that there's a machlokas. So really, we all agree. Again, Rabbi Avo's interpretation. Before the chuppah, that's where everybody would agree that she could even say it al peh. After the chuppah, before the bia, after the bia, but after the chuppah, so then that's where there is a machlokas. And again, says Rabbi Avo, this was step number four that we just read, I can interpret that there's no machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shua ben Levi. So that is, so far, what we had. It's not hard. You just got to keep it clear in your head. There's a report of Rav Dimi. There's a report of I forgot to write Ravin on the sheet. I'm sorry. Step number three was said by Ravin. Rav Dimi and Ravin. And each time Rabbi Yavo comes along and says, you know what? I could interpret that there is no machlokas between these two opinions. Yeah.
Is Rabbi Yavo reporting contradictory statements?
Rabbi Yavo is reporting, right. But he is reporting relating to each of their statements. Relating to Rav Dimi's statement, right? If you put the two Rabbi Avos together, so then right, he's explaining different reports. That's true. He's explaining different reports, but each one he says I can interpret that there was no machlokas between them. Okay, so that is step 1 through 4. But now we continue, and Rav Papa just has a comment. So we had Rav Dimi, that was step 1 and 2. Ravin, step 3 and maybe 4, and now we have a Rav Papa comment about the whole discussion here. Amar Rav Papa. He loved Amar Rabbi Avo l'didi mifrish alaminei de Rabbi Yochanan d'yana Rabbi Shimon Levi lo pachina adadi. If Rabbi Avo wouldn't have said what he said, meaning steps 2 and 4, Rabbi Avo came along and said, well, according to what I heard from Rabbi Yochanan, it doesn't have to be a machlokas. Says Rabbi Papa, I'd rather say step 1 and 3 and not 2 and 4. You know why? Hava amina Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Shimon Levi pligi or Rabbi Rabban lo pligi. I'd rather say that there is a machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shimon Levi. Meaning, take the simple interpretation of step 1 and 3. The simple reports of Rabban and Rav Dimi, I like better than Rabbi Yavo's changing them and saying, really, there's no machlokas. And I'd rather say Rav Dimi and Rabban are not arguing. How would you say that? And we'll see why he says this in a minute. How would you say that step 1 and 3 are not arguing? My sof dekama Ravin sof chuppa. Because you could say, Ravin, when Ravin says that there's a machlokas basof, that means after the chuppah there's a machlokas. Umay tchila to come Rav Dimi, and Rav Dimi says that betchila is a machlokas, tchila is bia. Meaning they're talking about the same time period. After the chuppah, before the bia, that's when Ravin and Rav Dimi would both say there's a machlokas. So said Rav Papa, I'd rather say 1 and 3, steps 1 and 3 are true rather than steps 2 and 4. You know why? And here's the yesod. My kamashmalan, ha kamashmalan, de pligi trey amoraya, time bedenaf shayhu. I'd rather say there's a machlokas amoraim in svaras, rather than say there's a machlokas about what one amora said. Said Rav Papa, what's Rabbi Avo doing? He's making it that there's something that's not clear what Rabbi Yochanan said. One person said Rabbi Yochanan said this, and Rabbi Avo said no, Rabbi Yochanan said that. So Rav Papa said, I'd rather not say that. I'd rather say there's a machlokas. I'd rather say that they each have their own opinion, and there's a machlokas about it. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon Levi, rather than saying that, oh, I'm not sure what Rabbi Yochanan said. Why is that? Why would he rather do that? So there's an amazing Rashi. Rashi says, and again, part of a larger issue, which we're going to talk about a little bit. If you look at the Rashi, we could start, it's a big Rashi, but if you look at the Rashi, it's 4 lines up from where the Mishnah starts. It's in the middle of the line. Dechi pligi. It says, Dechi pligi. 4 lines up from where the Mishnah starts in Rashi. Dechi pligi, treyam, trey, this is a Yesodasik of Rashi. Subas Nun Zayin. When you have two later rabbis arguing about what an earlier rabbi said, one of them is obviously wrong, because the rabbi only said one thing. Oh, he said a different thing at different times? No, that's not what they're saying. If you have two rabbis that said, we were both at the shir, and he said this, and he says, no, he said this, one of them is obviously wrong. So says Rav Papa, I'd rather not say that it's a machlokas what Rav Yochanan said. But if there's a machlokas, one says this, one says that, about two different saris, so that's fine. Each one thinks that their own opinion is logical. Ain kan sheker. There is no sheker here. Kochad v'chad svaradi deka amar. Each one is saying their own svara. Mar yov taima lehateru, mar yov taima lehisura. Each one is giving reasons why they hold mutter and usser. Mar medami milsa lemilsa hachi, mar medami lebinyan achrina. Each one holds their own opinion. Ve'ika lemeimar, elu ve'elu divri elokim chayim. And that's the what the Gemara says in Erevin, right? Gimel Hashas quotes it here. Erevin, you Gimel Mabez, elu ve'elu. Both of these are the words of Elohim Chayim. Haim. The Zimnin Deshaya Chayim Taima, Zimnin Deshaya Chayim Taima. Shahatam is hapek lefi shinui hadvarim bishinui muat. Says Rashi, elu ve'elu. If you have a machlokes, and this is Rapapa. Rapapa says, I would rather accept steps 1 and 3 of the Gemara, where there's a machlokes, a real machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shuban Levi, rather than say what Rabbi Avo says, oh, there's no machlokes! He just heard Rabbi Yochanan wrong. I'd rather not say that. Because if it's a machlokes about what Rabbi Yochanan said, then somebody's obviously wrong. But if it's a machlokes in Svara, not a machlokes in Metzias, machlokes in Svara, that is 100% beautiful. That's the principle of Elu ve'elu devei Elokim Chayim. Yeah. Right, not on purpose. It's not on purpose, right? But it's still sheker. It's betoos, but again, it's a sheker betoos. It's a lie. Objectively, it's not true. That's what he means by sheker. Yeah. Maybe it's a little criticism. You didn't listen to the Rebbe enough. Maybe it's a little criticism. Either way, this is a major discussion. Ilu ve'ilu divri elokim chayim. We had a shiur about this, I think, 3 years ago. That's what I have it in the notes here. How do you understand Elu ve'elu? Rashi here is taking a stand on Elu ve'elu, but really it's the Gemara in Erevin, Dr. Gimel is the source of this, where the Gemara quotes the Machlokas between Beishamai and Beisilo. They had an argument for 3 years, and finally after 3 years, the Gemara says, a basko goes out from Shamayim and says, Elu ve'elu debri lukim chayim. The halacha ke Beisilo. Right, the question is, how do you, and the Gemara talks about why we pass on the Beisilo? But that's the basko, the heavenly voice is the source of this phrase, Elu ve'elu divri elokim chayim. So what exactly does this mean, Elu ve'elu? So really, there are three groups of Mefarshim that talk about Elu ve'elu. There is a minority group of Mefarshim that say Elu ve'elu is very, very limited. Very limited. And that is really, not like Rashi, let's put Rashi on the back burner for a minute. There is a Ran. The Ran has a Lashon when he is discussing, I'll read it to you, the Ran in the Drashas Aran in Drasha He, when he is discussing the Gemara, which many are familiar with, but Metzia Nuntes, Machlokas Rabbi Elezer, and the Rabbi Yeshua, and Abuzer says, Machlokas and Tum and Tara, Abuzer says, if I'm right, the water should flow upstream. If I'm right, the tree should be uprooted. If I'm right, right, and all these things happen. And if I'm right, a heavenly voice should show that I'm right. And a Basko goes out and says, Halokas Rabbi Elezer. And Rabbi Yeshua says, Loba Shemaimi, I don't care about the Basko. So in that Gemara, so the Ran describes that Gemara that the Chachamim, even though they heard the Basko, they weren't allowed to change their psak. Why not? Because they came to it based on their own halachic workings. And the Ran's Lashon is in Drasha Hay. The Afal Pikein Asu Maisak Askamasam. Right? They had to do like they came to their conclusion. Sha'achash Asichlam Notilatame. Even though their Seichel tells them to be Matame. Afal Pishahayu Yodim. Even though they know. Shahayu Maskimin Lahefich Min Ha'emes. Even though they know they have come to a conclusion that's the opposite of truth. Lo ratzu latar ba'ya over maldivrei Torah ha'yimatarin. They would have violated a din if they would have changed their psak. So look at his lashon. Even though they realize that their psak is sheker. What do you mean sheker? It'd be a different level of truth? No, it's sheker. That's the Ran's lashon. And who says this even more mefurish? There's a chidah. There's a chidah in Erevin. I was once talking to somebody in about this year, and he says, hey, you have to be careful when you say this chidah. You have to know who you're talking to. We know who we're talking to, and nobody's going to leave after the chidah. This is a minority opinion here. The chidah says in Erevin, in Pesach Einayim, in his Pirush on Erevin, he says, you know what Elu ve'elu means? Ein pirusho de shnehem emes. Ela lios de ein ha'ar nikar ela mitoch ha'choshech. Light is only appreciated with a background of darkness. You don't appreciate a candle during the day. Nimsa de hasvara ha'minagedes. You don't appreciate mutter unless you see usser in the background. So really, says the Chida, says the Ran, there is only one opinion that really, there's only one emes. Only one emes. And when the child says in third grade, but Rebbe, which one is right? The Rebbe can't say, they're both right. No, that's not true, according to the Chida and the Ran. He's got to say, oh, Beisilel's right. Right. That's what he has to answer. This is a minority opinion, and it's very difficult to accept this. Because after all, why would the Gemara spend so many dafim and dafim, but she says we don't paskin like? It's very difficult to say that the sheker, and it just analyzes that for 10 blot in order to help us appreciate the other shita. It's a very difficult to accept that opinion. So most mefarshim don't accept that. But even within most mefarshim, there are two other approaches. What most mefarshim say is that there are different levels of truth. Different levels of truth. Again, this is unlike any other science. Math is only one truth. 2 + 2 = 4. And it's a certain chemical reaction. Something's going to happen. But in Torah, there are different levels of truth. This is what Rav Moshe says. This is what Rav Yaakov says. This is what the Netziv says, all in their own way. Rav Moshe says this in his Hakdama to Igros Moshe. First paragraph, he says, I'm not right to write the Sefer. Who am I? I can't write it. You know, let somebody else write it. There's so many people better than me. And then in the second Sefer, he explains why he has to write it, because they're telling him to write it, but why he has the right to write it. I might be wrong. Says Rav Moshe, there are two types of MS. What Rav Moshe calls MS La'amita, and MS Lahora'a. Rav Moshe says there's an MS La'amita, which is Mitzad Shamayim, that's MS Shel MS. That's the highest level of truth. But if a posse goes through the correct motions, it goes through the process of looking through the sugya and being honest, says Rav Moshe, that's MS Lahora'a. In terms of psak, halavai, says Rav Moshe, the MS Lahora'a should be the MS La'amita. But sometimes it might not be, but so what? Hashem wants us to work based on Emes Lahora, and that's all He asks for us. But that is a level of Emes, says Rav Moshe. He calls it Emes Lahora. That's not Sheker. That's not Choshech. That's Emes Lahora. That's what Rav Moshe says. That's what the Netziv says in his Hakdama to the Shiltos. But I'll read you from the Emes Liakov. Rav Yaakov writes this in Brachos in Perach Avav, where he quotes the Medrash. He quotes the Medrash, some might be familiar with. Medrash says, "B'shach Shabbat Kadosh Baruch Hu Livros Adam Arishon." When Hashem wanted to create Adam, the Malachim start arguing whether Hashem should create Adam. Some of them say, Mehem Omrim Al Yivra, don't create him. Why? Some say Yivra. Some say don't create him because, where is it? Chesed Omer Yivra Shu Gomel Chasadim. Chesed says create him because man is always Gomel Chesed. Emes Omer Al Yivra Shekulo Shkarim. Man is full of Sheker. Tzedek Omer Yivra Shu Oset Stakas. Shalom Omer Al Yivra Tekulik Tata. So what does Hashem do to Machlokas? Between Sheker and Shalom, that say, I'm sorry, Emes and Shalom say don't create, and Chesed and Tzedek that say create. So what did Hashem do? The Medrash says, He takes Emes, He throws it to the ground. That's what the Medrash says. And then He says, right, Emes me'aretz titzmach. End of Medrash. What's going on here? So it says what? Now it's 2-1? Now it's only 2-1, because Hashem, knocked off one of the Midos, so it's only 2-1, so now He can create. What does that mean? So Rabbi Yaakov explains, no, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did is that before the world was created, there was only something called Emes Shamaimis. Emes Shamaimis, like objective truth, like Rav Moshe's Emes La'amita. But He threw the Emes to the ground. What does that mean? There's something called Emes Artsis. Emes Artsis meaning truth based on, this world, Olam Hazeh, and you got to do your best. Chidesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chidesh Gadol Ben Yonah Emes. She Emes Hu Yachasis. It's relative, it's not objective. Etc. Anyway, that is a whole second group of Mefarshim that Elu Ve'elu Divrei Elokim Chayim is different levels of truth. So we have the Chidah, that this Emes and Sheker, and the Ran. We have what most Mefarshim say, the different levels of truth. And then finally, just to end, with the Ritva and the Maharal. The Ritva and the Maharal both say, no. There are two multiple truths. Multiple truths, exactly. In Halacha, the Ritva says they're an Erevin. You can look it up if you never saw it. Ask the Ritva, he quotes the Rabbani Tsarfas. How can they be, how can you say Elu Ve'elu? Is that Osef, is that Mati? How can they both be right? So he says, no, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on our Sinai, Hashem showed him for every din, 49 reasons to say Aser, 49 reasons to say Mutter. 49 reasons for this, 49 reasons for that. And Moshe said, what's going on here? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, B'chol dar v'dar yia hachra kemosam. Every Rav will pick. What does that mean? So the Maharal explains. Let's say you have a tree. He gives a mashal. You have a tree. Let's say I go over to you and say, what makes this tree grow? So one person will say, oh, the sun. The other person will say, oh, the soil. Another person will say, oh, the rain. You could all who's right? They're all right. Just depends on your perspective. Depends on what you think is Iker and what you think is Tafel. Depends on what your background is. But it's, they're all right. Just depends on their perspective. So everything has some aspects of Tumma and Tara and Usur and Mutter. So according to that, it's not that there's different levels of truth. They're all right. It's all different levels. So really, these are three ways to look at Elu Ve'elu Divrei Elokim Chayim. This Rashi, where does this Rashi fit? What do you say? Where does this Rashi fit? Rashi Nun Zayin. Sounds like the Sounds like the Maharal. Sounds like the Ritva. He's saying that it's totally. He's giving reasons for Isser. He's giving for Rashi's not saying different levels. Rashi seems to be saying like that last approach, that everybody has the right, and there are different reasons, and they each can be mesapech to different sides. Okay, but this Rashi is part of the larger sugya of Eilu ve'Eilu, Devi Elokim Chaim. A related sugya which we touched on, which we're not going to do now, is halachic intervention and psak. Right, that was that baskol issue. You know, how much does, even if you go through the issues, you might have said, you know, baskol overrides. But we see from that Gemara that a baskol does not override. Okay.
Do we know what the Rambam holds?
Do we know what the Rambam holds? What does the Rambam talk about? Il ve'il? I'm not sure. Not sure where he talks about it. I have to look it up. I'm sure he might talk about it somewhere. What? The Maharal is in Be'er HaGola, a few places. Be'er HaGola, page Yutes and Chaf. Be'er HaGola, page Yutes and Chaf, and the Derechayim, Hey Yud Zayin. Hey, Uzayim. Okay. Good. So we just did the Gemara. Now we're up to the Mishnah again. Remember, so the Gemara that we just read is Rabdivi and Ravin, and the Rabbi Yavohu's comment on each one. Just one ha'ara, and then we'll move on. One ha'ara. The Gemara called called Sof Chuppah Tchilas Bia. If you look on the fifth wide line, Tchilas Chuppah Sof Chuppah Tehi Tchilas Bia. So some of the Farshim I saw point out that maybe this works well with the Shitas HaRambam about Chuppah. Because the Rambam says Chuppah is Roy Labia. It's the next step. You need a Chuppah Roy Labia. Not like there are different opinions what Chuppah is in the Shulchan Aruch. Is it the Badekin? Is it the Chassan bringing her into his house? That's why the Chassan goes down the aisle first. He establishes the Chuppah as his home and then she comes into his home. But the Rambam Shita is Yichud Roy Labia. Yichud is the chuppah for the Rambam. So that's maybe alluded to here, sof chuppah shehi tchilas bia. Okay, Mishnah. So we alluded to this Mishnah back on Daf Beis. From the moment that they decide to get married, the Shas HaTviya, we give a Pesula 12 months, we give her a year, in order to get herself ready to get married. Get her jewelry, get her makeup, get everything ready to get married. The Pnei Yeshua notes that it says Nosin L'Pesula, so it sounds like it's a Takana for her. For her, even though we're about to say we give him also time, but the Nosin L'Pesula sounds like it's a Takana for her. Give her 12 months. Machlokas Achronim, what if it's a Shanas HaIbur, like we have this year? Is it a din in the year, or is there a din in the 13 or 12 months? So it's Machlokas, what is given. Just like we give time to a woman, we give time to a man, to make sure he has Parnasa. Right? A man's not allowed to get married if he can't, if he has no idea how he's going to support the wife. It's part of the obligations of the ksuba. You have to support your wife. You got to figure out, you know, how it's going to be done. If he's in school, if he's this, if he's that, so you have to have arrangements beforehand. So you give the time for the woman also, to the man also. Ula almana shloshim yom. And for an almana though, 30 days. 30 days, we don't give 12 months. For an almana, we give 30 days. The Rashba here has a matudeos. The Rashba has a machlokas. Is this only an almana min hanisuin? Or even in Almana min ha'erisin. So he has a machlokas. He quotes the Ravid, who says, Hani mili Almana min hanisuin. Only min hanisuin do we say a month would suffice, but koaz there, she already has parnasa from her first husband. But if she's Almana min ha'erisin, so then you give her 12 months. So says the Rashba, I agree with him, but not for his reason. V'nirin midvarav elosh inyani makir taimo. I think he's right, that it's only Almana min hanisuin, but he gives a different reason. Because by an Almana min hanisuin, then she's already knows what marriage is about, she already knows exactly what she needs, so therefore, not dafka, that she has parnasa left from the first husband, like the Ravid said, because maybe she doesn't have anything left. So, but either way, that is, the Ravid and the Rashba both say that this is only about almana min hanisuin.
Is
this
a suggestion or a requirement?
This is takanas chazal, meaning for her benefit, let's say, the way the Pnei Yeshua formulates it. Let's say she says, I only need 6 months, and he agrees, then sure, she can be mocha. But what happens, this is what we quoted earlier on Daf Beis, what happens if the time comes, 12 months pass, and they don't get married, and as we learned then, because he is being ma'akev, for some reason he is being ma'akev, ochlas b'shalov ochlas b'truma. Then she could start eating mizonos from him, and she starts eating truma. As we're going to see on Amud Beis, midza oraisa in arusa, who is nisares to a kohen, can already eat truma right when they have erusin. Midrabanan, they don't. for whatever reason, as we'll see later on. But, says the Mishnah, when the 12 months come and it's time, then she could already start eating shroom at that point. Why does it change? We'll see in the Gemara. So remember, we mentioned on Daf Beis a chakira in the Achronim. What exactly happens at 12 months? Is this purely a knas? It's a fine. He should have gotten married. He's not, so tough luck on him. He has to start supporting her. Or is it even more than that? Maybe it's a quasi-ishus. Because they were supposed to get married at this time, and they already are nisares, so maybe there's a quasi-ishus that already kicks in. That's why there's a discussion here in the Ritva. Ritva says, Maisa Yadayim. Maisa Yadayim, her earnings already start going to him. Why? So the Ritva's lashon is, Ki'ilu nichnasa l'chuppah. Right, as if it was a l'chuppah, not just practically, but it might be lumdis that there is a quasi-ishus here already. Hafaras Nadarim also would be another, again, we mentioned then, would be another nafkamina. Does Hafaras Nadarim kick in now uniquely for the husband? Continuing, Rabbi Tarfin, Omer knows Allah HaKol Shruma. Rabbi Tarfin says he could give her all Shruma. All the food that he now supplies to her, he could give her all Shruma. Rabbi Kiva, Omer Mechsa Chulin, Mechsa Shruma. No, Rabbi Kiva says you got to give a little bit of Chulin also. You know, she's going to be tummy for a couple of days, right? A couple of days a month. You know, she might not want to always be worried about Tum and Tara. So therefore, Rabbi Kiva says you have to give some chulin also. Not exactly half and half. The Biur Adav quotes Achronim because she's going to be tar probably more than she's going to be tamei, but at least partially a portion that is chulin. Hayavam in a machal b'truma. As we learned in Yavamis, a Yavam, let's say a woman's husband dies, who is a Kohen, and she has no children, and now she is Zachag Liyavam. The Yavam is a Kohen, but she has no children. She cannot eat Shruma yet. Hayavam is not machal b'truma. Let's say she did 6 months in front of the husband. The husband died, and another 6 months in front of the yavam. So do those 6 months add up to 12? So she could start getting mizonos now. Or if she had a whole year in front of the husband except for one day, or everything in front of the yavam except for one day. In all those cases, no, you need 12 months in front of one person in order for the takana of ocheles bishlo v'ochel b'shuma to kick in. Zu Mishnah Rishona. All of this is the Mishnah Rishona, the early Mishnah. Bezer Shachamein Amru, but later Tanaim made a takana. No. Eino Isha Ochelet B'Shuma Shetichanis L'Chopa. The whole Igiyah's man halacha does not apply. A woman only eats Shuma once she ultimately is Nichnasa L'Chopa. Erisin, Igiyah's man is not enough. Period. Okay. Mina Hani Mili. How do we know this? Is it Sunday grade? It's 6:45. We're still already on Amud Beis. Wonderful. I got a call from somebody out of town, from California. They asked, can you please start 10 minutes earlier on a weekday? Something makes such a difference. I said, you listen to it during the afternoon. You know, we're there at 10 after 6 in the morning. It makes a big difference, 6 o'clock and 6:10. So unless they take a vote and they vote for 6, I'm not going to suggest it. It'll be the beginning of the end. You know, 6:10 is, but Sunday, Baruch Hashem, we start at 7:05. Okay. How do we know? Where is there a remez in the Torah for this 12-month issue? We're going to see. It's not a real hardcore mukkar, but where is there a remez? We know what I mean. Amar Rav Chisda to Amar Krah, because Rav Chisda says the following pasuk in this week's parsha. Vayomer Achel v'ima Tejav Anaritano Yamim Wasar. Lavan and the mother of Rivka says, you know, don't take her yet. What are you taking her, Eliezer? Let her stay with us a little bit. Yamim o asor. Let her stay with us. Literally days or 10. So what does that mean? So my yamin, what did days mean? Ilei mitzrayim mean 2. If it means true, the minimum yamin means is 2 yomei. Mishay yinishachi. Did people talk like that? Amulei trei yomei. Did they ask for 2? Can we have 2 days? Amulei lohu lo. No, you can't even stay for 2 days. So amulei asara yomei. And then 2 didn't work. So 10 doesn't make sense. Oh asar right yamin moasa. They wouldn't ask for 2 days, and then if that's rejected, they would ask for more. Doesn't make sense. So ella my yamim shana. Yamim must be a year. Let her stay for a year with us. And then after that, they say, okay, at least 10 days. As the pasuk says at the end of a yikra, yamim refers to a year. Okay, so that's what Lavan asked for Rivka. Let her stay for a year. So that's a remez that it takes 12 months. The Pnei Yeshua explains this can't be a real limud gomur that, you know, from Shas Tviya and Shas Erisin, it goes 12 months. Because says the Pnei Yeshua, the Rivka dain bosa shah. She didn't have kiddushin yet. Why? De ein ha eved nasa shliach. Right, Eliezer was still an eved here. So in eved nasa shliach, we discussed that in Maseches Gittin, right, and kiddushin a couple years ago. According to those opinions, that Eliezer was still an eved. Interesting. you look amazing. All those 67 psukim in that parak, right? The word Eliezer is not mentioned. Right? You say, who is Eliezer? You look at it, he's always called Eved Avraham or Ish. It's either Ish or Eved Avraham. Interesting, when he's called an Ish, when he's called Eved Avraham. So, says the Bnei Yeshua, he's still an Eved, so an Eved can't be a Shliach Kedushin. And also, and according, he says, oh, the Meshitas HaTosas Yavamas, according to HaTosas Yavamas, that Rivka was 14 years old here, she was a Bogeres. She was a Bogeres, and we're going to learn in a few minutes that a Bogeres only gets a month, not 12 months. Right, so this isn't really a solid source, but still, Maisi Shapir, Devadai, so it's a remes, because after all, this is Kodematan Torah. Devadai, Kodematan Torah, Lo Shayach Lagavi, Lovan, Abiso, Kolani, Chlugi, Dinim. We're talking about before Matan Torah anyway, so you have to say, they have to hold all the halachas. Elo, De Iker Haraya, what's the Iker Raya? De Urcha, De Milsa, De Tachshiti, Kalo, Lefarnes, Atzma, Tzuchu, Yud, Beis, Chodesh. Now the Iker Raya is that a woman, when she's getting married, is going to need 12 months to prepare. That's it. That's the general. And that you learn from here. But after all, you don't have to learn from here the Iker Adidin. After all, the Achar Shenitna Torah, Nischacha Halacha, Bedini Kiddushin, Minyani Naris, Ubagris, Mamela Nishtane, Bekol Echa, Lefi Mashet Sarach. The quotes are one of our favorites. Nitna Torah Vizchacha Halacha, don't bring me rayas from before Matan Torah, things change. As the Rambam writes at the beginning of Hilchas Avel, when the Rambam says his shita, that I think Avelus, the Oraisa, is only one day, even though the brothers sat Shiva for Yaakov in Parashas Vayechi, say, how can I say that, or it says Shiva's Yamim, how can I say it's the Oraisa? How can I say only one day? Nitna Torah Vizchacha Halacha, things change. Right, and the key makar in this topic, as we mentioned many times, is the Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayos and Chulin and Daf Kuf, where the Rambam says that the reason that we keep Avraham and Achai and Giran Asher and Bris Mila is not because Avraham Avinu and the Shvatim didn't eat Giran Asher and Avraham Avinu did Mila. That's the history of the mitzvah. But the reason it's binding upon us is because Moshe Rabbeinu told us to do it. And that's what he says in Makos, Taryag Mitzvahs Nemelo L'Moshe Misinai. 613 Moshe gave us. Doesn't say 606 with seven holdovers. It's 613, says the Rambam, Moshe Rabbeinu gave us. So that is Nitna Torah v'Nischat Shalach. Again, if we get at the end, we'll chazer more of the Makaros. You can look at all the times we discussed this. We discussed this in Masech HaShabbos. We discussed this elsewhere. If we had time, we would do more, but we'll see. Yeah.
What you said last night about
Shalosh Shudis. What I said last night about Shalosh Shudis. What did I say last night? Biker Cholim. So again, the reason that we do Biker Cholim is not because, you know, Hashem visited Avraham. The reason we do it is because Moshe Rabbeinu told us, we have to rechamoch, and the Chazal enacted it. Messages and the history of mitzvos and Musar Haskells about mitzvos you can learn beforehand, like Zeriza Makdim L'Mitzvos, or you know, Avram got up early, everything yesterday, three times in yesterday's parasha, he got up early. Vashkim Avram Baboker, right? Zeriza Makdim, or other ideas, like, right, Lo Yasa Kein Bim Komeinu L'Aseis HaTzi'ira L'Fnei Abachira, right, older before younger. So these types of ideas, the Rabbi Yosef Engel says, maybe those types of ideas you can learn that from before Matan Torah. But hardcore, nitty-gritty halacha, you know, that we don't. The Shomer Zayin Malacha here asks in general, he says, how could you learn from anything from Lavan HaRasha? Biki Shlakar HaZakol, Lavan HaRasha. You can learn something from him. So he quotes Api Kabbalah. He quotes the Zohar. He says, right, you learn Sheva Brachas, Mali Shavu Azos. He quotes the Zohar, that Nitzotze HaTorah Haya Eitzel Lavan. There was certain nitzotzos hakadusha. The Yaakov Avinu sha'av mimenu. He says, even, look, the shiftei kach came from Lavan. Right, the shiftei kach came from Lavan. Yud be shiftei Yisrael ha'yibakocho. U'kamochein geirim kishe me'eho. Oh, I'm sorry, geirim kishmai v'avtalyon. V'chein Rabbi Akiva ha'yimena geirim. V'yish nitzotzos kedoshos pizuros. V'tachlisam la'achnisam l'kadusha kimavur v'svarim hakadoshim. Okay, so Lavan and nitzotzos hakadusha. So this halacha, this message of Yeshiv Itanu, this is from the Nitzotzes HaKedusha of Lavan. And therefore, we're allowed to learn from Lavan HaRasha. Okay, next. So we learn now from the word Yamim means a year, and therefore, this is the Makar, the Aremez of 12 months. I ve'ema Chodesh. Maybe Yamim means a month, not a year. Dechsev, there's another pasuk, Ad Chodesh Yamim. Right, it says in Bamidbar that they're going to have the slav for a month. So you see, Chodesh, Yamim means a Chodesh. So we say, no. Amri, Dan and Yamim Stam, Yamim Stam. Vein Dan and Yamim Stam, Yamim Shenem Rehen Chodesh. We'd rather make a gzeirah shava between yamim and yamim rather than between yamim and chodesh yamim. It's more parallel, just stam yamim. Period. Amar Reb Zeira, Tana Ktana bein hi biyamviya yochol la'ake. I'm sorry. Can you give me a gemara kedushin? I forgot. Tana a ketana bein hi bein aviya yochol la'ake. A ketana, she or her father can be ma'akev. Can be ma'akev. What? Rashi says. Second line. Milinase ad shetagdil. A katana, yes. And the Rimi Gash explains this in the Shin Mekubetzos here. It's a din daraisa. We had it earlier in Ksubas, Daf Chaf Beis. A father has the right to marry off his daughter. But that's only kiddushin. Kiddushe katana. But let's say the girl is 11 years old, 10 years old. She has enough das to express, I don't want to get married yet. I don't want nisuin yet. Kiddushin, fine. I don't want to get married yet. So the father or the girl has the right to protest. I don't want to get married yet. So a katana, they could both be ma'akev. They could both be ma'akev. Even if the Ritva emphasizes, even if the father set a time for the marriage. So what? If the girl does not want to get married yet, she is allowed to protest. So the Gemara explains, Bishlama ihi mati ma'akva. I understand she could be protest because she's nervous. She doesn't want to get married. The Tosfos Rid here says, right, there are two good reasons. Number one, tashmish kashala, she's scared. She's scared of the physical relationship. And number two, she's scared of the tzarchei habayis. She's going to have to be in charge of the household here. She's not 12 years old yet. So I understand very well why she would protest. Ela avia ihi nichala avia mayinafka lemina. But why would the father protest? The father's the one that arranged the kiddushin. So why would he protest? What would he have against? So Savar, no, the Gemara says he might think, Hashalo Yada. No, I was Makadi sure, but you know what? Right now she doesn't know the challenges of a marriage. Lamachar, Mimra Davanafka, tomorrow she's gonna want to leave. Vyasim Nafli Lavai, and then she's gonna come back to my house. And I would have given the dowry already. And you know, so there's a reason why the father would protest also. Period. Again, this idea that the Torah gives the right to Kiddushei Ketana, but not Nisuin, makes sense. Because what's the whole purpose of Kiddushei Ketana? What's the whole purpose of Kiddushei Ketana? It says Tosfos at the beginning of the second parak of Kiddushin, it's really a chesed. Listen to Tosfos in Mem Aleph Amud Aleph. Tosfos says, V'yachshav she'anu no'agim l'kadish b'noseinu afilu ketanos. Nowadays, it says Tosfos. Tosfos lives at the time of the Crusades. Right, Bali Tosfos a little bit afterwards, right, we get 1200s, 1300s, says Tosfos, we're Mekadesh our daughters, you know why? Haidu mishum shebechol yom v'yom ha-golos misgaber aleinu. Every day the golos gets stronger. V'im yish sibig bi'aradam achshav l'aseis l'bitu nedunya. If today I could give my daughter a nedunya, and I could arrange that she will have a husband to support her, and be, you know, she'll be taken care of, I would love it. Shemer l'achaz man lo yesifik bi'ado. Who knows what tomorrow's going to bring? V'teshev bitu aguna la'olam. So really, it's a chesed of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. In a time period where, you know, we're not worried about this, so then chas v'shalom, the Torah says, it shouldn't be done. Don't be Mekadesh your daughter, as we'll just see in a minute. But in a time period, the Torah gives the option, the flexibility, so in a time period where the father would want to make arrangements for the security of his daughter, he would have the option. So that fits into this halacha, that even after Kiddushin, though, Nisuin, the daughter has the right to say, I'm not ready yet. Amar Rabbi Yava, Amar Rabbi Levi. Right, you're not supposed to arrange that a katana could get married when she is fully a katana, right? Even without, let's finish first. But you can posek, you can decide and make it tznoyim that the katana should get married. You make those decisions to get married when she is a gedola. When she is a gedola, and Rashi explains, but don't do kiddushin yet though. It's even lechatchila better not to do kiddushin ketana. Why? Because the Gemara says in Maseches Kiddushin, right, it's asur, right, it shouldn't do it because you should wait till she gets old enough, she can express her own ratzon, she's a full gedola, it's better not to. But again, you could do it, make arrangements without kiddushin to do it when she is a gedola. Pshita, what's the chiddush? Of course, if you do it when she's a gedola, no problem. No, you might say that still, even once she hears that you're talking about her getting married, she's going to become all scared and get sick. If she is still a katana. Even though the marriage is not going to take place until after she's a gedola. But still, you might have had a havamina. Don't even mention it while she's a katana, because she might get weak and scared. Kamash b'mon, no. You can talk about it now, as long as the marriage does not take place until she's a gedola. Period. Amar Rav Huna. Bagar Yamechav Rizkashin Osir Lashloshim Yom Ka'amana. Rav Huna has a chiddush. If we're talking about a bogeres, then unlike our Mishnah says that you give her 12 months, a bogeres only gets a month. Like an amana only gets a month. Why? Rashi says that once a girl turns 12 years old, she obviously knows it's going to be any day. Any day she's going to get married. So she's obviously made all of her preparations beforehand, and therefore, right, she doesn't want to wait anymore, Rashi says. She ain't a rosa l'shaus ode. She's had enough, 12 years old already, and therefore she's ready. So you can assume she did all the preparations, so she only needs a month. Is this really true, what Rav Huna says? Meisvei, bagar hariyu ketvua. What do you mean? We have a brisa that says a bogeres is like someone who is asked to get married. Myla ketua de psula doesn't mean, this mean like tua de psula, which is 12 months. Lo ketua de almana means like a tua of an almana, 1 month. Tashma again, kasha on Rav Huna. Bogeres is also shnei masar chodesh. A bogeres that waited 12 months. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, hol v'chaye ba'al b'zonos ha'yafer. Once 12 months pass, as we mentioned earlier, it kicks in, higi esnav lo nisu. So then the Baal even has the right to do hafaras adarim. But what do you see here? A bogeres at 12 months. So the Gemara says, no, ema, there should be a vav. Bogeres, visha shoasa shnei masar chodesh, it means two cases, a bogeres, which is 1 month, and shoasa shnei masar chodesh, which is about a nara, so then Reb Elazar omer ho, ba'ala b'chaim mazon seo yafer, so he just put a vav in between, period. Tashma, a third try to shlug up Rav Huna. Hamari says, apsula, bein shadava ha'bal b'hi ma'akev, bein shadava hi'u ba'al ma'akev, if a man is ma'ari, apsula, it doesn't matter who started the tviya, who started the discussion of getting married, notes of l'shtem, asar chodim shas tviya, you always give her 12 months from the time of tviya, avalom shas erison, but not from shas erison specifically, from the shas tviya, the time that she knows she's going to get married. Ubagra hariyuk tvua, and a bogeris is like a tvua, somebody who was asked to get married. Ketzad, bagra yamechav niskacha, notes of l'shtem, asar chodesh, if she is Bogeres 1 day, and then she has Erisin, then you give her 12 months. Vili Arusa Shloshim Yom. We'll talk about what that means in a minute, the end of the Brisa. Arusa gets 30 days. So, you see, a Bogeres gets 12 months. Tiyufta, Rav Huna, Tiyufta. So we knock out Rav Huna, a Bogeres gets a year also. Maival Arusa Shloshim Yom. What did that last one of the Brisa mean, that Arusa gets 30 days? Amar, Papa, Hachi, Kamar, Bogeres, Sha'avir, Leishneh, Maser, Chodesh, Bibagras, Viniskasha. If a Bulgaris already had a year, and then she has Erisin, Nosun Lo Shloshim Yom Kamana, then she gets 30 days like an Amana. So that's what a Bulgaris, that's what Arusa Shloshim Yom means. Period. Let's do a little more. One more minute. Higiyas Mamalo Nisu. So we had in the Mishnah that once 12 months come, so then she's allowed to eat Shruma. So as we mentioned, Mida Oraisa in Arusa, who is Nisaris to a Kohen, is allowed to eat Shruma right away. Mida Rabbanan in Arusa is not allowed to eat Shruma. Why not? Machlokas. Two reasons. Reason number one. Amar Ula. Dvar Torah Arusa Bas Yisrael Achelz B'Truma. Mida Oraisan Arusa, who is a Bas Yisrael, could eat Truma based on her husband. Shnei Amar, V'Kohen Kiyikne Nefesh Kinyan Kaspo, V'Hainami Kinyan Kaspohu. The woman has the status of his assets, and therefore she's allowed to eat Truma. Umatam Amarino Achelz. Why do we say that she cannot eat Truma yet as an Arusa? Shema Yimzalo Gav Kos B'Veis Aviyah V'Tashka Lechalachosa. Remember, in Arusa, she's still living at home. She's not living with her husband yet. So we're worried she's going to be able to eat Shruma, but her family can't eat Shruma. Right? Her sister's going to come over. Oh, what do you drink? Have a sip of that. So we're worried she's going to give her family members. So therefore, because of that worry, we say that she cannot eat Shruma while she's in Arusa. Ah, ihach, yigiyaz bavalo nisunami. So what's this? This is a Gemara. So why did the Mishnah say that once 12 months come, she can eat Shruma? What changes? She's still in her family's house. No. Hasam duchtam yachila. No, once he knows he has to support her and he's sending her mizonos every day, he's obviously going to set up a separate place to send it. Because he doesn't want to have to support her whole family. So he's probably going to set a separate place. So the separate place, we're not worried that she's going to feed the family.
But that right about feeding the family, even later on, she's still connected to her family.
She's connected, but she's not living with them. So we're not worried.
But
we're not worried if it's not every day without the husband there. So then we don't have that worry. Elamayata, one more line. Lakit kohen li Yisrael olechol b'truma. So what if you have a kohen worker in a Jew's house? Also, he shouldn't be able to eat truma. Maybe the owner, the employer, is going to eat from the truma. He should also say that if a kohen is your employee, he shouldn't be able to bring his bag lunch of truma. Right? Because you're worried that the master is going to eat it. The Gemara says, no, there's a big difference. Hashem mididu safu le midide achli. I pay you, so I'm going to eat your lunch. I support you. I'm not going to eat from you. Buy a wife and a family. There's a worry. They can eat from each other. But if it's a worker-employer relationship, then there is no worry. That is all, though, the first reason why an arusa is midra bana, not allowed to eat truma, because of Shema Tashke. The second reason, Be'ez Hashem, we'll start with tomorrow, Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda. Okay, we'll stop here. Today's Shia was sponsored by the Nachman family, Lezecha Nishmas, Tzvi's grandfather. It's on the web. Okay. And again, if anybody came late or wants the sheets, who's going to do the daf? Say what? It's on the website already? Oh, it's up already. Okay, there's a sheet here if anybody talked in late, if you're going to do the daf later.